I don't know. I mean, sometimes you got to debate things. You know, you draw out a line in the sand. Don't you just like to debate just for the purpose of debating?
I'm not in the debating mood. You can get me today. I'll just agree.
Because you didn't come prepared to debate, did you, Ben?
Sunday afternoon, I'm debating with my girlfriend all day.
That's good enough. That's good enough. Well, all right. So I'm going to officially start now. So here we are. It's Sunday. We talked about it. We talked about it earlier. The Sunday debate. You know, normally on Sundays, you know, we have to be thankful for what we have. And today, you know, Ben's here, and Ben knows that I'm always thankful for Coach Brink and all he brings to the table. But today we have a special guest. Some of you know him as Buddha. Others know him as Ham. His common name is Josh Hansen, and Hansen is the owner of WyndhamCountySportsPage.com. Right, Ham.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So really has taken an interest in getting young athletes in our county the recognition that they deserve. And so if you haven't gone to his page yet, you certainly should. Every post I see continues to get better and better. Photos keep getting better. The stories. I don't know. It's my favorite thing to read, because what better to read on a Sunday than a story about, you know, local athletes competing?
I agree. Josh has done some great coverage on our team. I always appreciate reading the articles. He's a hell of a writer. I'm excited to have him on the podcast.
Yeah, and first things first. Ham and cheese. Are you a ham and cheese guy?
You know, I actually prefer turkey.
but all right, but in a pinch, right? You'd eat a ham and cheese sandwich, right?
Oh, I mean, of course.
Okay, the big question, and what really tells a lot about, you know, a person, what type of cheese and what type of bread?
Oh, all right. For ham and cheese, I can never go wrong with a good, you know, Cabot cheddar.
I was hoping for like Pepper Jack or, you know, Montezuma's or something like that.
Chadwick, you've known me long enough to know that I'm not partial.
All right, what's the bread? What about the bread?
The bread, I'm really on sourdough these days. Good homemade sourdough.
He's getting old, man. The ham I used to know was Wonder Bread and white cheese, whatever the heck that is. You ever grow up and you really like the orange cheese?
Yeah.
I mean, Ben, you grew up on that, right?
American?
Yeah.
American cheese? I mean, cheddar. American can be yellow, orange. It can be white. Cheddar can be white or orange, I believe.
What makes it orange?
I mean, Buddha here is a Vermont. He's a native Vermonter. You got to go with cheddar, I think.
But the crappy orange cheese that come in like the little plastic.
That's American, I believe.
That is American. French. What makes it orange?
Probably some process.
American processed orange cheese in your ham and cheese sandwich. Wonder Bread, two or three slices of ham.
Can I go three?
What kind of ham? Are we talking Black Forest ham, honey ham?
Oh.
I mean, that's a big issue, I think.
That is. And thank you for bringing that up. I got to go Black Forest if I'm in a pinch.
I like the peppered, just like black pepper on it. I don't know.
Isn't that the one that like comes out of a machine? They pick up all the extra parts of a pig or something and put it into a sheet, and then they throw like some olives and stuff in that. They were like eating that stuff back in the 70s, I think. They, you know.
When I was working at the law firm, and I came across it, because I always go every Monday and get my lunch meats for the week, and I tried that one time, and it stuck.
Well, that is special.
Yoda, you worked at the law firm?
I did, briefly.
Okay. Uh-oh.
That's a conversation for an unrecorded day. We are
Uh-oh.
recording, which
Okay.
this could or could not go in. I don't know. I mean,
I'm
kind of
always
listen to it
learning.
all and just take the select choice, nuggets, just like ham, the Hanson's ham and cheese sandwich with olives pressed in the middle. Each person has their own love. Anyway, we've gone off topic. Like a cat in a string. Let's bring it back around.
Okay.
So, from our perspective, Hanson, you were at practice the other day. From our perspective, or from your perspective, what are you seeing out of our Terriers here so far?
You can walk into a gym, practice, game, whatever it is, with that group of guys you have, and just see that they're just oozing with potential. The size and ability and their youth, I think, is their greatest asset right now.
What's the best game you've seen in Windham County so far, out of any school?
The Leland and Gray Green Mountain game that some point last week it was, or 2 weeks ago now.
That was a one pointer, right?
Came down to literally the last second, a free throw at the last second.
Wow.
That's fun, right? That's fun. Close games, doesn't matter where you are in the seedings at that point, the close games. I can't think of many places I'd rather be than in a gym, grinding out a close game. It's special, right? That moment. Green Mountain, I gotta say, like Green Mountain, I think Coach Para, he's doing an awesome. Those kids play hard, and you can just see that they keep getting better. That group does, and I've watched them play a couple times since that we played them. And they got some size and they use it well. They're not the most overly skilled yet, but if you have that blue collar identity early, you can build off that. And I think they are. I think that's an example of one that they are.
Totally agree. That intangible of just hard, work ethic. And we were talking about this on our way back from practice yesterday, just like having an edge, that's something that you just can't teach. And that is, it's either ingrained in you or it's not. You can teach a kid how to shoot a jump shot, you can teach a kid how to make a good pass, but that, like, you can't teach that. And if you have that alone can carry you so far.
And I think you can't teach it, but it does come with experience. I think losing kind of creates some grittiness as well.
Losing,
You
man.
know, or losing games that you could have won.
Yeah,
It's which is a process for every athlete, I think, in every sport.
I mean, I'm thinking right now, I can't stop thinking about the ham and cheese sandwich. I'm not gonna lie. We can talk about basketball all we want, but really, a ham and cheese sandwich with jalapenos and maybe a little chipotle to give it a bite. That I can't stop thinking about that now. Okay, we've gone away. Now we're coming back again. The circles are going to get smaller at this point. You talk about losing games also that you could have won, right? Let's look at the three losses so far. So we lost to MSJ in a game we were up. We came back and we were up one with like 4 minutes to go. Lost that one down the stretch. We lost to Winooski. Granted, Winooski kind of closed us out, in the fourth. But a game that, if things go a little bit different, that gets interesting down the stretch. Literally, like three or four plays. If they go somewhere else, that could be a different game. And then the Windsor game where nothing was falling, we couldn't get a stop. Things were just rolling against us. It felt like we were climbing uphill. But again, we put ourselves in a position down the stretch to win it. We just didn't. And, those are all of the things that you have to micromanage at this point, in order to do the little things that we need to do to turn those, L's into W's. And the schedule just gets harder, right? Thetford on Tuesday, right? Like, what a great test. Like, what a great opportunity to respond by picking up all the things that we have in practice the last week, applying them on the road to the defending champion.
Yeah, I think a lot of it just comes down to defense, and you could say effort on the defensive end, but really just like positioning and awareness and focus on making sure that we're in the right spots defensively, that when the shot goes up, we do box out. And you know, that's kind of an effort thing. It's also kind of just a focus thing.
And Buddha, you remember back when you were coaching with us? I mean, and we told the guys yesterday, shell drill, right?
Exactly.
That's the difference, Buddha, right? Am I wrong?
I will die standing by that drill. It really just makes such a difference. I think back to Richford, our quarterfinal game to go to Barry, and how many possessions we could see, just that like extra help the helper rotation that we wouldn't have had if we didn't do that.
And it's that simple. I think at this point in the season, right? 7 weeks left of the season. It's crazy to think about. It's crazy to count down, but 7 weeks left. The video doesn't lie in watching how many possessions, right? Even if you do just a basic, let's say a good offensive team shoots 50% from the field, how many, like what the number would be if you just made that offensive team pass the ball one more time,
Right.
regardless. Like, if you just every possession, whether they took a shot or they turned the ball over, whatever, one more pass. Like, if you just made them make that one more pass, I mean, how many turnovers do you see a game where they're just trying to make one more pass and they miss? And that's all it takes, right? One incompletion and it goes out of bounds or it goes into your hands. That's it.
Right.
And like, can we do that by just putting ourselves in the right positions and knowing where to be?
And I would even argue that that I think is maybe the only thing as a basketball player that you can truly control. Like on every possession, you can control making the effort to put yourself in the right position or turning and just getting an elbow on someone when you're boxing out. Like you're not always going to come down with the rebound, you're not always going to get the stop, but that is something you can totally control. Like even the best shooter, you know, Steph Curry doesn't make 100% of his shots, but you can get to help side 100% of the time, more or less, or at least try. So, yeah, I think that I think those things, to your point, Evan, like make a huge difference, in the game and can be the difference between, you know, winning and losing.
Say it almost has like not every game, but every close game, I think that is the difference.
I think that's how you win. Yeah, I mean that's we're talking about winning. I think that's how you do it.
I mean, Josh, you played at a higher level, and if you miss that rotation a couple times when you were out there on the floor trying to grind for minutes, would you see the floor again?
No, definitely not. And that was kind of like one of my, when I finally put myself in a position where I was getting some burn. That was kind of like my shortcomings because I wasn't quite quick enough to consistently be out there all the time, and all those things. And just defensively is like kind of why my minutes, started going the other way, and I started seeing a little bit more time on the bench than I did on the floor, is because defensively I wasn't always making that extra rotation or being there on time or getting to the help line early enough. And it just the little things like that, that shell drill just really helps with.
Right. I mean, high school level, you're not putting yourself in the position consistently, in the right position, which we all know where it is, right? There's no debating it at this point. And, we'll continue to remind throughout the rest of the season. But if you're not putting yourself there, down the stretch, it's not about how many buckets, how many, made baskets you have. It's how many stops you get, if that makes sense. If you can get stops, in the last 2 minutes of a tie ball game, doesn't matter if you only score 4 points, right? If you're just getting those stops, I mean, in that last 2 minutes, how many possessions reasonably? Maybe each side gets three possessions, maybe, right? And if I get two or three stops, I in that down the stretch, I like my chances regardless of how I'm shooting. That is that. That's the difference now. Moving forward, that's the difference. Whether or not we can do that, and we're going to be tested over and over again by better and better teams on whether we can do that. And it will be more and more apparent as we get into the second half of the season. You know, who's willing to do that and who's not.
Just when it gets fun.
It's when the motivation, right? It's when the motivation hits the road. Right, we can only motivate so much until we need to see self-motivation. In the last couple of practices, I mean, I'll be honest, like I love putting on a massive practice jersey and getting out there, one that was probably too big for Ham. But like getting out there and like just like feeling the energy, the competitiveness. I mean, I think that there was kind of a turnaround, coach, when you were running that shell drill. A couple it was like at the beginning of the week, and everyone was getting into it, chanting defense, like a practice, like getting into it. You could feel the energy. And then like when we were getting stops, it was like we were getting buckets. You know, everyone was like clapping each other. That's a moment that if you capitalize on can be the catalyst for the entire second half of the season.
Totally. And also, there have been times too when, coach, you've been leading the practice. You lead almost all of them. When I'm running, you need an extra body or something, and I throw on a practice jersey. And I think that it has given me a whole new appreciation for really just how hard that is. Like, we're not asking these kids to do something that's easy. It's simple, but it doesn't make it easy. And that after a missed layup or a call that doesn't go your way, to be able to come back and refocus on just having a good defensive possession and doing your best to get a stop is, it's hard. It's also, I think that's when it starts to get fun too. So, yeah, basketball is a great game.
Which is why the Ham Hansen is covering it.
That's
Hey
right.
Josh, like let's go back. You know, this was a dream of yours, an idea that's been percolating for a little while. I mean, what made you finally say, you know what? I'm gonna commit to this thing.
You mentioned I've been thinking about this for a while, better part of probably 2 years now. And then I couldn't pick like a moment that I was like, all right, I'm gonna do it. There was ultimately that moment, just after, a few days after work, setting up the site, thinking about things, journaling stuff out, all those things. I'm like, all right, yeah, no, I feel like I'm ready. Let's make the jump, see what happens. And
I mean, let's face it, there's a shortage too. I mean, the reformer still hasn't, there's not enough sports reporting in our area. We need that. We need eyes. We need attention. These kids, like Ben, like Coach Brink said, they are doing something really freaking hard. I mean, the towel drill, I mean, I haven't done it every time, and they've been begging me to do it. And I've done it a couple of times, and I could hardly. It was hard. And seeing these young dudes just fly across the floor pushing that thing, I mean, I was freaking collapsing. But that we don't get that spotlight enough down here. And I think that you get the spotlight on it, you get more eyes on it. You get more eyes on it, you get more passion about it. You get more passionate about it, you get more people committing to doing things like playing basketball, by finding that spark like you did.
Yeah. And I think, it's just to see as an athlete and see your name, the next day, and the fact that someone is taking the time to write up a story that other people can read. I mean, like, that's a reward, and it's cool for, I mean, it's cool for me to read, but I know that the athletes appreciate it too, and they deserve the notoriety. Seeing their name written up in the paper is, it's awesome. It's better than coming back to practice and hearing me and Chadwick talk about how you missed a box out. It's cool. It's cool. And I've heard our players talk about the stories that you've written, and like, it brightens their day and it brightens mine too. So it's an important thing.
I mean,
We're glad
Hanson,
you're doing
you
it.
got the eyes, you got some stats to kind of back up. I mean, what community at you? So you cover Leland and
Yeah.
Gray, Brattleboro, and Bellis Falls, right?
Correct.
Who's got the most eyes? Like who's paying the most attention right now out of those three schools?
The two stories that are just, noticeably have a bit more viewership than any of the other stories I've done is actually the two games of years that I've done. But yeah, the Bellas Falls boys basketball team has been, those two write-ups I've done for you on your team has done the best. And then
That's cool,
cool.
right? I mean, that's just like people are paying attention, man. Like what we do matters. Like the stats don't lie. Like people who are engaging in that content, are interested. And this is just the start. Like we're just scratching the the surface of what people are interested in these communities and what Bellas Falls and the greater Bellas Falls high school community is interested in is how their youngsters are competing. They want to hear stories about their athletes, their kids that they see at the local grocery store that maybe come and work for them in the summer, raking their leaves, that they're out there like committing to something and doing it at a high level. To me, like I love the Knicks and they've lost three games in a row and I love watching high level, professional sports. But at the end of the day, if I'm only going to invest or engage, if I can only engage or invest in one, it's a no-brainer. Terrier, man. Like Terrier Athletics, like that's what it's all about. You start there and then whatever. You want to go see a Knicks game? I mean, Knicks game's $650. Imagine what $650 investment, in the Bellas Falls Athletic. Like, imagine the impact. Whereas, the $650 that you would invest to go to a Knicks game, like who's going to have the most impact? Like, where is that dollar for dollar, pound for pound? Where is that going to be the most important and do the most?
No, I totally agree with you on that one. Because like, if you don't buy that ticket, at Madison Square Garden, someone else is gonna,
Right.
say it was me. Like, if I didn't make that $650 investment into the Terrier program, like, I don't, you don't see that kind of money coming into like a booster club or a program, all that often, especially in one chunk like that.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I mean, and like, we've had only one home game, the Springfield game, and it was almost sold out. And so we need to continue to have that interest. We're gonna start having home games here again, starting the end of the week against White River Valley, who just a couple weeks ago beat Thetford. What's been fun this year is looking around at our schedule, every game is hard, every game is winnable. The more, I mean, the numbers don't lie, I don't think. The more people that come out to a game, I think the higher likelihood that the home team has of winning that game. I don't think that you can dispute that. And especially as we get to the second half of the season and the games have more and more meaning and the teams are more and more polished and the level of play is higher and higher, that advantage is so crucial to holding serve at home.
Especially when you have the community support that, program like yours has. You get people talking about it, getting excited, they get in the gym, they get loud. That extra energy you get from playing at home is just, such an advantage that's not talked about enough.
And Holland's huge. I mean, I think we can fit like probably we could fit 1,000 people in there.
That would be awesome. Let's make that happen.
Yeah, I think so. Let's make that happen. Well, guys, that's all I got for a Sunday. I think we covered some good ground. I think we know now that, well, we don't know. And originally my initial when I was making my notes for this podcast, I like to do like an outline of the goals that I want to accomplish, like what do we want to cover? And one of them was to finally have the Ham Man Hansen provide an explanation for why his nickname is the Ham. But instead what I got is the dude likes frickin' turkey instead.
Well, I know the the origin story of
No,
Ham.
no one cares about that Hansen at this point. The whole goal was for us to solve that in a spooky riddle during this podcast. But I did a bad job preparing because I thought I was going to set you up perfectly for your in-depth and extensive knowledge in the processed meat category. And instead, you might as well be eating freaking portobello mushrooms.
Well, I mean, it is still kind of fitting, though. I got the name through basketball in my time as an athlete, but we can save that for another time.
Ben
Well,
would say.
I want to
All right, don't screw it up, Hanson. You've extended this thing. You
Yeah.
have 30 seconds. Here is your debate and go.
All right. So I'll never forget it because it was my sophomore year. I was having a bit of a down year, for my standards. And I'm on the JV team. We're away at Mount Anthony. And I'm having probably my best game of the season. And I didn't hear about this till after varsity had played on the bus ride home. And Tanner Freeman, who's a year older than me, he's watching the JV game. He's like, damn. Hanson's going ham and just kind of put it together. He's like, that's Ham Hanson. And then it's just stuck with me. And here we are, 15 years later. And
15 years later, the uninspiring riddle of the ham.
I think it's pretty inspiring.
That
Wasn't having a great season, put the pieces together for, however much time I was on the floor. And, it's part of my identity now.
going ham is actually like a saying.
You've never heard that?
Oh, have you been?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, well, aren't I the aren't I
Definitely.
the The uninformed one. All right. Well, there you have it. I mean, all it takes is to be named after a piece of meat is to have one good basketball game. That could
That,
be it. And
yeah.
that can
Next.
follow you, probably. That will be put on your tombstone.
I would be upset if they didn't. I miss.
Well.
Oh, all right. Well, Chadwick, next time you're going ham, I'll let you know.
All right. Thank you.